Thousands are flocking to the Bavarian-themed holiday mecca of Leavenworth. But in a raging pandemic, can that many people celebrate safely? Correspondent Anna King reports.
Leavenworth Mayor Carl Fleury says this year, the capital of Christmas isn't doing any of the usual characters, festivals, open fire pits, or even the famous tree lighting.
The only thing left that basically says we're a Christmas town is that our trees in our park are still lit up with lights.
Nearly 70% of Leavenworth merchants' income is earned in just these few holiday weeks. Crowds of visitors are key to Leavenworth's economic survival. And Mayor Fleury says attendance is nearly normal, about 10,000 people each weekend night. The Chelan County Sheriff's Department is deploying the same number of officers as usual, but leaving it up to them whether to wear masks. Dr. Malcolm Butler is the health officer for Chelan and Douglas counties. He says visitors are less likely to bring COVID-19 to Leavenworth than get it there.
We have an enormous burden of COVID-19 right now. This is kind of a dangerous place to visit.
8-year-old Marisol Garcia's family went to see Leavenworth's famous Christmas lights.
I really liked it. The lights, like, they sparkled like diamonds in the evening sky.
The family tried to stay clear of most of the crowds, but infectious disease experts say even outside, large gatherings are risky.
The likelihood that one or two or three or many more people in that crowd, the likelihood that they have COVID just increases, and the chance of transmission to people nearby increases as well.
That's Dr. Nandita Mani with the University of Washington. She says COVID-19 spreads by tiny airborne aerosols.
And the aerosols, because they are small and light, they can remain suspended in the air for a longer period of time compared to the heavier droplets, which will fall to the ground.
Some Leavenworth business owners have taken big COVID-19 precautions. Brad Smith owns the Mountain Home Lodge. He's closed off all the hotel rooms and is renting just 2 cabins now, a third of his normal income. Some guests are surprised.
They said, let me understand you correctly. You're situated on 20 acres? Yes. That's 5 acres per guest. I said, yes, that's correct. And that's the way we're going to operate.
But half an hour south in Wenatchee, a music promoter set up a concert called Christmas Fest.
Keep on asking when the record's coming out.
The event was intended to draw 500 people, but it rained, and appears only a couple dozen turned out. The night before, the same band played a private indoor party. The two events so incensed Zoe Hedges that she confronted the organizers in the streets of downtown Wenatchee.
No, why are you doing this?
And
Hedges is especially angered because her day job includes helping flip COVID-19 patients into a prone position.
Their skin is beat up from being on their faces for 16 hours. They have tubes and wires and lines everywhere.
The regional hospital in Wenatchee serves both towns. It's near capacity. Dr. Malcolm Butler says this is a hot spot.
We'd love to see you after you have a vaccine next summer.
I'm Anna King.